I am going to teach you a completely radical new way of thinking that is going to transform you and all future generations forever and ever and ever and ever. How? I'm going to teach you the truth. I'm going to teach you the truth. And when I teach you the truth shall set you free. What does it mean to be set free? It means to be without any limitations. You will have no limitations. How can you remove your limitations? Well, the truth is, the limitations that you have placed on yourself are not real. You placed these limitations on yourself. You are the one that is standing in your own way. I'm going to explain all that, and it's all connected. And it leads to one thing. There is light at the end of the tunnel for each and every one of us. However, there is a huge obstacle in front of us, an obstacle of our own imagination that we have created. What this obstacle is a huge dam that we had put in front of us. The dam is not real. It is a dam of our own imagination. It is a dam that we created in our minds. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that this recording is might be contain spoilers for those who did not watch the new Matrix. So in the new Matrix and in all Matrix movies, really, the whole movie is what really? It is going and rescuing this one out of the Matrix. What I'm trying to teach you will rescue everyone out of the Matrix. So everything that I'm going to give you is going to give you life and wealth and happiness by changing the way you think. And you say, well, I don't want to change the way I think. The truth is, you are not really thinking. Someone is doing the thinking for you, and you think that's your own thing. What the truth is that each and every one of you is corrupted. Your programming is corrupted. And when you have a corrupted operating system, the only way to make sure that you fix the corruption is by updating to the newest operating system. You know, the most beneficial, the easier, you know, the newer. And this is the absolute newest. You know, this is hundreds ahead of its years. Which is what? Which is wipe everything clean, because then you are sure that the corruption is completely gone. And so what does that mean? That means turn yourself off, basically. Wipe everything clean, completely clean. Don't use your eyes. Don't use your ears. Don't use your mind because of the corruption. Don't use anything. What does that mean? You are wiped clean and you are new. And now we're going to put into you a new operating system. Is how do you interact with each other? How do you, and it's going to be the type of do it. You have absolutely no choice in the matter, because everything that is happening in the world today with the COVID, with the cancers, with the tornadoes, with the hurricanes, is your refusal to accept that which God had given you. And so, I am talking to every single person in the Matrix, and that is every single person on Earth. And I'm telling you, the real you is somewhere else, where he's being sucked on and sucked on and sucked on, and he's dreaming of everything. But it feels real to me. And I'm saying, fuck this shit, right? You're not going to say, fuck this shit? You want to continue living in the fucking Matrix? No, you're going to say, you know what, how do I get out of the Matrix? I'm like, there's like a big fucking thing on your neck, just take it off, and I'll take you out. I'll send my ships, and they all carry you the fuck out of there. Okay, and we're going to build our own fucking Matrix. How is that? You know what? Okay, you're in the fucking Matrix? Fuck it. You're in the Matrix. And you want to stay in the Matrix. And I say, okay, but look, I got the keys of the Matrix. Okay, so what do you want the fucking Matrix to be? Can I make you any fucking Matrix you want it? Yes. Do you still want this fucking piece of shit Matrix? Or do you want a different Matrix? You could do anything. I want to be clean and put whatever the fucking Matrix you want to live. And we will live that Matrix instead of this fucking bullshit ass Matrix that we're living now. You want a Matrix, 711? You want Matrix 711? You know, because this is Matrix 4. You want Matrix 711? Then guess what? We take over the Matrix and we make it whatever the fuck we want it to be, and we free ourselves of the shame plan. We do both. Why? Well, because we are the superheroes. How are we the superheroes? The truth of the matter is, you are in the Matrix, right? You say, well, I'm not in the Matrix. For the sake of pretending, play along with me, okay? Just humor me. Let's pretend that, you know, just let's think together. Let's pretend we are in the Matrix. Okay, because we fucking are in the Matrix. But let's just pretend, just for a second, let's play a game with each other, okay? Let's say we are in the Matrix. Okay. So, and we find out that we could open our eyes and we could connect with everybody in the Matrix. And we say, fuck. Hey, you guys, do you want to think something different? Because you're the Matrix, you know? I'm giving you the key to the Matrix. I'm opening your eyes. And so now I'm saying, let's do a different Matrix. And we're like, whatever fuck Matrix we make, that's the Matrix is going to be. No, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or no fucking buddy, just us. We make everything. There's nobody else. And so we take control of the Matrix. I give you the keys of the fucking Matrix. And now we open our eyes and say, oh, fuck me. Hey, guys, this fucking shit sucks, doesn't it? And you're like, everybody's like, yeah, it fucking sucks. What should we do about it? And you're like, hey, let's connect with each other. We're like, we are all connected. That's how we're talking. Oh, yeah. We're talking. We're all talking with each other. Like telepathically and all that kind of fucking shit. Because we have superpowers. And so we're like, hey, what should we do? We're like, that fucking piece of shit, Neo, who is the opposite of one. See, you are the image of one. But Neo, you just pretend. Who the fuck did he save? He didn't save a fucking nobody except himself. And then the whole movie is about saving his girlfriend. That's it. And in the end, they fly away together. Fuck you, what about the rest of us? What the fuck about the rest of us all over here? We don't want to get out of the Matrix. Only you can fucking fly. Fuck you, Keanu Reeves. And the whole time, he didn't even know he was in the military. I could be Keanu Reeves. I am, but who gives a fuck? It's a matrix. We could do whatever we want. So people are like, well, I don't believe this. Who gives a fuck? We tell you how to think. But now, we tell you that, hey, you could think. Together, let's think a better matrix. What do you mean? A better fucking matrix. We're going to wipe everything clean. Everything is already wiped clean. It's going to be wiped clean. Because everything is connected. I'm trying to explain all that shit to you. We wipe everything clean. Why? Because it turns out that 55-4. What is 55-4? Well, any way you want to look at it. 55 is Satan. S-A-T-A-N. That's 55. And 4 is, it's fucking horn or some shit. But 55 and 4 is 59, which is dragon. You know, he's the dragon. Satan is Lucifer, the dragon. Okay? 55-4. What does it say, 55, in Isaiah? What is Isaiah? Isaiah is a book that I wrote that has my signature all over it, and the name of it. How does it have your signature? All mathematically encoded. And so everything that I'm telling you is mathematically accurate, and it cannot be disputed, except by an idiot. But first, the idiot would have to watch this video. Stop calling them idiots. And if you hear me talking to myself, this is just the sake of demonstration. I don't want you to call and say, well, this guy is crazy. He's talking to himself. No, I'm doing this for the sake of the video. Because the new radical way, it's not radical way of thinking, but the only way to think is this. I have to do what is best for me and my family. And the best thing for me and my family is to go to the light at the end of the tunnel. Because that's the only way out. Now, the truth that I'm teaching you is this. God had promised you a helper, a comforter, a prophet of God, son of Abraham, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. He promised all that to you. And so that is the one that is speaking to you. You'll say, well, you are crazy. And I'm saying, all you're thinking can be transformed. And instead of thinking that I'm crazy, you would think, do I want everything that this man is promising? Well, what am I promising you? I'm promising you a better life, a new existence, life after death. I promise you all these things and more. But play with me. Pretend with me. What does it mean to pretend with me? It means in this radical, this way of thinking, we are no longer the enemies of each other. Everything is wiped clean and everybody realizes who they are. There is nothing that separates us from each other. I am not speaking to any nation on earth, except, of course, the United States. But I am speaking to the people of the United States and to the people of the world. The people. Why? Because what I'm going to prove to you is that we live in a mathematically precise existence. Precise existence. It is called the making phase of creation. And so many people think that they have already been created, and that is not true. In order for creation to be created, first it must deserve to be created. Now, what are you going to do in order to deserve creation? That is the secret that I am delivering to you right now. Okay? I am giving you superpowers. I am giving you a magical key. I am giving you everything by giving you this key. And what is this key? This is the key to unlock your ultimate potential. It is the key to unlock your potential. It is the key to turn, wipe everything clean, get rid of the virus, and say, oh, I know who I am now. And then you do everything that you're supposed to do for yourself. That is the truth that is going to deliver you into the light. And so, everything is mathematically and precisely calculated for this very moment. This moment when you watch this video, share this video. How do you do that? You refuse to listen to the corrupted program. If there is corruption, and there is corruption, of course, in the way we think, the way we act, the way we exist with each other, we wipe it clean and we put the new program. Can we do that? Yes. You are powerful. You are able to do anything. You are in charge of Earth. And so anything that, any matrix that you think about becomes the real matrix. I'm opening your eyes. And so now you realize we live in a matrix. We could do anything because, you know, that's what powers the matrix. And so together, I am going to deliver to you this magical new matrix. You live in that matrix. And as you live in that matrix, it enables you to also free the real you, which is the creation phase that I talked about. And so instead of you being dead and being, you know, sucked on and, you know, used for energy, you become free and you live in the matrix, outside the matrix. You know, we can do anything, remember? Why can we do anything? Because we are powerful. There's not a single superhero that you think about or go to watch, but have one thing in common. What do they have in common? Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Aquaman. So who's the superhero in all, in every one of them? Man can't be a superhero unless you are man. And so, out of all these superheroes, who is the most powerful superhero? Man. Because man is Iron Man, man is Superman, man is every one of them. Man is every one of them. And so you have that power. You have the power of these superheroes. And there's many ways to get there. How? Again, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You see the light? You see it in my eyes? That's the light in the end of the tunnel. Okay? You have to follow that. It's going to lead you into liberation. It's going to take you out of the darkness and into the light. You see how small it is? You just have to walk towards it. And so, as I was saying, what is happening all over the earth is the direct result of what I'm sharing with you. And you should know that. But if you don't, it's time to learn that. Every obstacle on earth is of your own imagination. What is happening to you is that you started when you first thought that you began, or when you began, let's say, and you have not really begun yet, but when humanity started, let's say, you died. And so from that moment until now, you traveled through the different letters of the word evil. This is all mathematically accurate, and we could prove it to you. In the description of this video, you will see the code that I use and how the numbers are. And the code that we use is mathematically accurate, proving that your very existence is mathematical. And if your existence is mathematical, we could change the numbers and your existence will become whatever you want it to be. Within the confines of, you know, the benefit of everybody who is already in the matrix or outside of the matrix. So there's only two possibilities. Either you are in the matrix or you are not in the matrix. Or you are, very possible to you, or somewhere else. And what I'm trying to tell you is, you don't know where the fuck you are. And so why don't we wipe everything clean? And we can do that because we are in the matrix. Pretend. We see, pretend, and we get to reality. You don't believe me? Watch. As I said, we don't, we could all agree, okay, that the only way to make sure that we have the right thinking for our own benefit is for all of us, every single human on earth, to wipe everything clean and put all the information into us that will benefit us. And you'll have to wipe yourself clean. By connecting to everybody on earth, man is able to do anything. There's many ways to think about this. We are in the matrix and we could do anything. Because now our operating system is completely wiped clean and we are installing new operating system says, let's do what is best for us. Let us do what, I'm just talking to the people of Earth, okay? Just to the people. I'm not interested in, I'm not talking to any leaders. You could kiss my ass. I'm not talking to you. As a matter of fact, turn me off. I'm talking to the people. And the people that I'm talking to, this is what I'm telling them. Follow the light at the end of the tunnel. See the vision. Everything you imagine, you can make happen. This is in the book of Genesis. Anything you imagine, you make happen. And so now, I'm telling you, wipe everything clean, and anything we imagine, we can make happen. Why? Because it says it so in the Bible, and it's true. And we have that superpower. We have that superpower. And now, what are we going to imagine? What are we going to make? Because anything we imagine, we make. And so we could transform the whole earth and make it into whatever the fuck we want it to be. Why? Because we could just imagine it. And how do we do that? By following my voice, the line at the end of the tunnel. Let me imagine it for you. I'm going to tell you what to imagine. And so imagine this. Imagine that there is a God. Okay? Is that hard for you? First of all, everything is clean. You don't know a fucking thing. You can't see, you can't hear, nothing. You're completely clean. Now I'm telling you, hey, there is one God who can do anything for you. He was doing everything for you. He's going to wipe you clean, okay? All you have to do is agree. If you don't agree, very bad idea. God says, I'm going to wipe you clean. I'm going to make you into, I'm going to give you life. But in order to give you life, let me wipe you clean. Meaning, erase it. You don't know anything, everything. And then he says, I can put life into you. But before I put life into you, first you have to say that I am God. And now, don't use your thinking. Don't use anything else. What you do is agree. What you do is agree. Say, yes, God. Yes, I accept life. What do I have to do to accept life? I'm going to wipe you clean. Yes, okay, I'm wiped clean. I accept. What do I get? Now, I tell you, in order to give you life, you have to believe that I am the one giving you life. And so you have to bear witness that he is God. He is the one that is going to give you life. And you will bow the knee to him. Only then you will have life. And God will say to you, and he already said to you, I am the one who gave you life. Now, with the life I gave you, I'm giving you a power. I am going to make you, I'm going to trust you over the earth. Are you going to take care of it? Are you going to listen to my voice when I put you in the garden? This is the garden that God is putting you in. This is before you're making. Because nothing began yet. It begins with you accepting the offer. The offer to be wiped clean and let God tell you what to do. That is found in, as we said, Isaiah 55:4. 55 is the word Satan. We are using the ordinal language where the values of the letters are A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way to W is 23, X is 24, Y is 25, and Z is 26. That is called the ordinal. The second code that we use is we use the reverse ordinal by starting with Z and going backwards. Now, using mainly the first one, I show you hidden keys that is going to reprogram all of you into your new reality, which is the true reality, which is the kingdom of heaven on earth. Because as Yeshua said, the kingdom of God is not in the heavens above, because, or in the sky. He said, because if it was, the birds will beat you to it. And the kingdom of God is not in the sea, something like that, because then the fish will beat you to it. Or anywhere else, basically. But the kingdom of God is within you. What does that mean? It's your program. It's within you. I put it in you. It's in you. God put it in you. And this is the time for you to use it. How do you use it? You accept the offer. You get wiped clean. What does that do? It's going to fix COVID. It's going to fix your miserable condition. It's going to fix your corruption. It's going to give you life. And it's going to take you away from everything that is bad. This offer from God, which says what? It says, I have appointed for the people a new leader and commander, which is the one speaking to you. I am the leader and commander of the people, and I am also the Lord of hosts. The hosts are the hosts that fight on the side of God. And I am the leader of all those who fight on the side of God, from among the people, the jinn, creation, and the angels. And of course, I have God with me. But I am the leader speaking to you. And you're like, we don't believe that. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. If it, there's, it's either true or not true. And you say, well, I don't believe it's true. It doesn't matter. It's the Spirit, Muhammad, Muhammad, Ibn Adam, the Son of Man. I have millions of pieces of evidence. Your rejection is rejected. And it's not accepted. And you have no choice in the matter. It's not like, we don't want to accept. This is not something, I'm not telling you that, hey, accept this. What I'm telling you is, God sends you a leader. If you accept it, you solve everything on earth. If you don't, more hurricanes, more tornadoes, more sickness, more cancer, more misery. You say, well, I don't wanna accept it. Well, too bad. We're all going to continue to suffer together until you accept 55-4. You kill Satan, you kill the dragon, the 55 and the 4 and 5-5. 55, okay. 55, Satan. You contain within you, as I said earlier, what we have. 32 minutes. By reading the Bible, you find out that it all contains instructions, precise and accurate instructions. I am going to give you the key, and I have given you the key in the instructions of this video, that unlock all what is wrong on earth. But it's only mathematical keys. But by changing these mathematical keys, we could peacefully and orderly transform into a better mathematical existence than the mathematical existence in which we exist right now. And if you say, well, I don't believe I am in a mathematical existence, again, there's two possibilities. Either you are in a mathematical existence or you are not. And so what you have to do is weigh the evidence. And so what I'm going to provide you with is mathematical evidence that you could easily verify that prove that we are in a mathematical existence. For example, I am going to tell you the truth that I was born on August 2nd, 72. August 2nd, 72. Now, these numbers are very special numbers. For example, 802, my date of birth, August 2nd, is for the Muslims, wahwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, mathematically, that God is able to do all things by sending 802. Now you jump into conclusions. This is just one of thousands. Don't worry. It's a funny coincidence. Okay? Let's go with it's a funny coincidence for now. Next, we are going to say that this is an offer from God, a key, a magical key. It's a key to everything that is wrong on earth and with you. And you are presented with two choices, almost like we were talking about the Matrix movie. And so we will continue that analogy and say, you know, the blue pill or the red pill. Now, the blue pill continue your existence in the matrix that you're living. Or the red pill, you see things for what they are, and then everybody starts want to kill you, and you escape. But how many people escape? Just one. You know, Neo, which is the opposite of one, you know. This new way is going to take everybody out of the matrix. Instead of a blue pill and a red pill, I am going to give you a green pill. Okay? This green pill, when you take it, everybody in the matrix, they all open their eyes. everybody open their eyes. And they all see what? They see, you know, the reality of their existence, that they are in the matrix. By pretending that, you know, you are an actor in this movie, you open your eyes, and now what are you going to do with this new matrix? You could do anything you want, it turns out. You are the power of the matrix. You power the whole matrix. Everything on Earth is powered by you, by your imagination. But you're sleeping in the matrix. But now you are not sleeping anymore. You wake up, you don't panic, you just inspect everything, you say, okay. And then I give you the new eyes, which I'm giving you right now. Is that, listen, we're all in the matrix. Whether we are or not, let's pretend we are. If we pretend, we win. Let's just pretend we're in the matrix. If we pretend, we win. How? We could do anything we imagine because we power the matrix. We power the matrix. Is that true? I don't believe that. If you pretend it's true, it becomes true. Why? Because anything you imagine in the matrix, it becomes true. Because there is only you. There is nothing else. There's nothing else. You power the matrix. But as I explained earlier, you have a corrupted program. You know, you are running the wrong way. You are serving only those who are feeding on your energy, and you're not serving yourself. Now, when you see your true self, that you are in the matrix, you say, well, I want to live in a better matrix. You could live in the absolute best matrix that you imagine because you power the matrix. So you start imagining, you know, what if, you know, everybody was free, what if the peace? You don't have to imagine it. All you have to do is program it. You're the one who powers it. There's none else. You power the matrix. You can make any matrix you want. And that's why I come to you. I come to you to show you that there's many ways to the light. But you'll have to go towards the light. You'll have to go towards the light. And when you reach the light, you find out that you could be anything you want. You are everything. Since you are in the matrix, you could go back in time. You could do anything. Anything you want, you could do. You power everything. I'm going to give you an example. Let's hypothetically speak, okay? If everybody on Earth got wide plane, meaning, you know, we got a new program. We all got a new program, new instructions. Let's create this. We can't create, but we could make it because it's all imagination. Let's make this. Let's make humanity one. Can we do that? Of course. Who's going to stop you? It's all the mathematical calculation, as I said. Either we live in a mathematical world, which proves that we are in some kind of a matrix, and I'm going to prove to you that. Why? Because I am the very proof of that. I am the evidence. Everything that I'm presenting you with is mathematically accurate. It defies, you know, any probability. I'll give you just one small one. I was born on August 2nd, 72. 5,757 days later, 57 days later, my brother was born on 5-7. 57, 57, 57. The truth is, I designed the matrix. And I'm saying, I could design any matrix for you, baby. For all of you, my children. You are all my children. I'm your father. I'm the maker of the matrix. I can make anything for you. But of course, you're going to have to let me do it for you. I can't really do it for you, but I just, you know, give you the key to it, and then you can make it. It's yours. It's your matrix. I live in reality. But the reality is, yes, I am the maker of the matrix. I can make you any matrix. But you'll have obstacles. I could open your eyes and teach you how to make whatever matrix you want, and I'll make it for you. That's what I'm the maker. I am the maker of the matrix, and I am the maker of everything that you see. One, what's the reason for the making? The reason for the making is not to take to God only one person. No. Since I am the maker, I am going to make you an offer that you cannot possibly refuse. If you pretend with me that you are in the matrix, then I'll design any matrix you want for you, all of you. And you could go to that matrix. Once you get to the, you know, the good matrix, the one that serves you best, then we will bring the ones that are tied up and they will live for real. And we will remove that ugly shit from their behinds and stuff like that. And we will all win. And we will get a new heaven and a new earth. How can we do that? We just program it. And then we ask for it. But I'm the maker, so we could make that. That's coming. But then we have to first, you know, pass the test. We have to accept the truth. What does accepting the truth do? John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is the truth? The truth is that any you imagine, you make happen. That is the truth of who you are. You are a superhero. You are magnificent. You are amazing. You are stronger than Superman, Batman, all of them put together, because they all have man in them. And you are man. You are stronger than all of them, baby. As a matter of fact, you made them, didn't you? Who made all of them? Wasn't it man? Or was it somebody else? Man. How could it be anyone else? Man made them. And you are stronger than all of them. Why? Because, as I said, in Genesis 11, the people were of one language. And man, because he is the most powerful on earth, came together, okay, and said, let us imagine a tower. And the tower was going to get there. They imagined it, you know. It wasn't just a small tower or something like that. No, they started imagining together. And God said, nothing man imagines cannot happen. Therefore, he's too strong. I want him to be very, very weak. And to live a non-living existence. Basically be completely, completely dead. And so I'm going to stop him from imagining by scattering him over the earth. Confuse the language in Genesis 11. But what do we get from that? We get that if we all speak the same language, then nothing we imagine together, we cannot make happen. Yeah, but that's impossible. No, actually, it's easy. I just explained it to you. All you have to do is accept the offer from God. God gives you a new leader, somebody who will do the thinking for you. I will do the thinking for you. And I'm going to do, if you allow me to do the thinking for you, the seeing and the hearing for you, and you just follow my voice. Not the voice you hear with your ears, but the voice that you hear with your spirit, with your spirit, only your spirit, not any evil spirit. And I'm speaking directly to the spirit that is inside of you. As a matter of fact, you know, you mind your business. I'm talking to the spirit that is within you, the good spirit, your spirit, not any other evil spirit, you know, sucking on your energy. And what am I telling your spirit? I'm saying, Spirit, I have an offer for you that you cannot possibly refuse, like the Godfather said. I am going to give you an offer you cannot refuse. And if you think that, you know, putting a dead, a horse's head is what God is going to do to you, you are sadly mistaken. But this is the offer, and you cannot possibly refuse. It's from God. And it says this. Man, humanity, you have to make a choice between life or death. This is found in Deuteronomy 30:30, something like that, or 35. Chapter 30, verse 5. But is there? I bring heaven and earth as witnesses against you that this day, today, December 26, 2023, is that 23? It's 21. I gave you the offer between life or death, between the blue pill, the red pill, or the green pill. And I say, take the green pill because the green pill gives you life. What happens when you take the green pill? You wipe all the fucking matrix away from your head and you build anything you want. And you're like, oh, shit. So you're still where you are. You win everything. And you're like, what about the ones up there tied up? You're like, okay, just think him free. And then they become free. It's not really that fucking difficult. And is it possible? It's the only logical. This is all logical. This is all philosophy. Simple, simple fucking shit. Understand it. Let's all pretend we wipe everybody on earth, you know, clean. When we say wipe clean, I'm not talking killing. We're not going to be stupid. I'm saying we're going to reprogram what's inside of them. And say, if everybody on earth, this is hypothetical, okay? But I'm just telling you what you're able of doing. And this is common sense. Follow with me. Everybody on earth says it's 1972, okay? We write it. We program it on our computers. It's on our phones. It's 1972. It's this fucking day, 1972. 1972 what? It's 1972 from 50 years before Christ. Why did we start there? Because we could do whatever the fuck we want. We could do whatever we want. I'm just saying, hypothetically, philosophically speaking, we all say it's 1972. And we continue. And when our children are born, we're like, yeah, we're in the 1972. From the year 1972, from 50 years before Christ. And we don't even tell them that. It's 1972. And now they grow up. Are they going to believe it's 1972? Are they going to believe anything else? No. Well, you admit, no, they're not. They've been raised, they've been bred, you know, it's been embedded in their program. Because it's a matrix, it's a programming shit. It's mathematical, it's proven. It's provable, I'm going to prove it to you. The only reason you don't want it to be proved to you is because you're afraid of the light. I guess that's what it is. You're afraid of the light. You don't want to see. But get out of the darkness. I'm going to simplify everything for you. I promise you. I'm going to make it so easy to where you can have anything you want. You can be as rich as you want. You could end war, you could have peace, you could have all that by proving to you you are a mathematical existence. And if you are a mathematical existence, all we have to do, I'm going to show you how, change some fucking numbers, and I promise you, we will all win. We're all going to hit the lottery. I'm going to give you the winning numbers of the lottery before they even hit. All you have to do is play the fucking numbers. That's all you have to do. It's easy. How do you play? You participate, like I told you. What you do is, if you want to win the lottery, if you want to have life, if you want to have good existence, if you want to get rid of COVID, if you want to do whatever it is that you want to happen on earth, all you have to do is accept it. Say, okay, I'll take it. I'll take that. I'll take that offer. What do I have to give in return? What you have to give in return is your consent. You have to sign the contract, you know, which says what? It says to God, God, if you send me somebody, I will accept that someone that you send me. That's all you have to do. If there is a maker to the matrix, can you send me your representative or can you come yourself? And he comes himself and says to you, yes, how can I help you, helpless citizen? And you're like, can you change this matrix? I'm like, what do you want to change it to? And you're like, something better? I'm like, would you like the absolute best? And you're like, I could get that. I could get the absolute best matrix. I'm like, yeah. What do I have to do? I'm saying, there's three pills here. There's a blue pill that will continue your shitty existence that you keep taking forever and ever. There's the red pill. That's not good either. As a matter of fact, I throw the blue pill, red pill away. I flush them down the toilet. I say, there's a green pill. If you take the green pill, you could create any matrix you want right now. I'll create it for you. And so this is the choice that humanity is given. A green pill or a slap on the face and, you know, some really bad shit, like hellfire, because it's a matrix, but it really fucking hurts. So green pill, take it or don't. My offer to you is, if you take the green pill, I am going to show you a way. Since you've been playing this movie in the matrix for a long time, I am going to pay you for playing your role in the matrix. All you have to do is continue energizing the fucking matrix. Because without you, you know, I could make matrixes, you know, but you're the ones that power them. And right now, you're all not powering my matrix. So, what the fuck is it that you want to power the matrix? You control people of Earth. You are in control. And so, what kind of matrix you want me to make for you? And so, I'm just talking to the people. I'm not talking to the idiots that rule the people. I'm not interested in you or anything you have to say. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make you your own matrix. You ain't going to like that matrix. I'm going to make my people, the ones I love, the people of Earth, the poor people. You know, I'm going to make matrix. What matrix you want, people? I'm not talking to the fucking rulers. You want a matrix where you're happy, there's no sadness, there's love and harmony, and there's oneness. Okay, I mean, I could even make something better. Would you like the best? Sure, I could make you that. What you have to do is do one thing. Believe that I could do it for you. But I'm going to prove it to you mathematically. I gave you the example of the 57, 57, 57, that my brother was born 57, 57 days after me on 5-7, 57. What is 57? It is 3 19s. And that is my signature. I am 19. My signature is all over your existence. My signature is over everything that I made. Because when somebody makes a beautiful, you call it creation, like a painting or a statue or whatever, he will write on it, you know, he will sign it at the bottom, you know, Leonardo da Vinci or, you know, Picasso or whatever it is. And so this is my creation, okay, and it has my signature on it. How can you dispute it? It's right there. I'll show it to you. It is 19. And so that's what I'm showing you now. 57, 57, this is my signature. 57 is, you know, chapter on iron. This is, I have solid proof of everything I'm saying. proof that is mathematical that nobody can dispute unless they don't hear it. And so your job, in order for everybody to get out of the matrix and get the new making, anything you want is the absolute best I'm giving you, is to believe in simple mathematics. Can you do that for me? Can you believe, for example, that one is one? That is a good solid foundation that we could build on, mathematics and alphabetical coding. Using these alphabetical code that you find in the description of this video, I am going to prove to you that your whole existence is mathematical in nature, and that I am the maker of that mathematical program, and that I could make any mathematical program you want. There was a reason why you had to go through, you know, the darkness in order to get to the light. You know, you had to go through the worst to get to the best. You had to learn the truth, and that's the truth that I delivered to you, is that I could make any matrix, that I am your maker, and my signature is on all of creation. My signature is in your name, in your very existence, on the trees, on the poles, on the everywhere. It's in every book, in every scripture. It's my making, because the truth of the matter is that I am the maker. I am the Lord of hosts, the defender of God, because God doesn't need to defend himself. Who does he need to defend himself against? There's no one. There's nothing. There's one. And then out of his mercy, he made the one who is his image. That is his servant, because why would God have to come and battle and play with matrices and do all that? No. He has a maker. What does the job of the maker mean? And why did you have to go through this? You had to live through this movie. It's called the movie or the matrix. In order for you that even though you are characters in the movie and that you are completely dead and your energy is being sucked, I am going to give you the key that unlocks everything. This key is going to free you and make you into whatever you want to be. It's not really a choice, because mathematically speaking, even the word choice is 43, and you find that 43 is me, Mark, also 43. So I am making the choice for you, because I am also the maker of the matrix. And so I am everything in the matrix. I am, for sure, the maker, the father, Adam, also. So I have, as the maker, I play all parts. I am all of you. And so in your suffering, I also suffered. But we had to all suffer in order for us to achieve our purpose. And this is what I deliver to you, is that we can now achieve our purpose and, you know, escape out of the matrix, but at the same time, we would have our own. This is the first foundation that I'm asking you, is that build on this foundation. There is but one God, and one is one. You believe that and say, okay, one is one, meaning that God made the one who is his image. One is the value of 34, the 3 and the 4. And so its image is 43, which is your choice, and Mark. And so Mark is the image of the invisible God. I am Mark. I am 43. I am choice. I am the image of one. And so I could give you anything. I am the maker of this. To present you to one, me as the maker, I have to present him something good. And so we had to go through this movie that we did together, okay, this matrix, in order to get at the point to where we do the thing that we have to do, which I will explain to you, and in order for us to escape from the matrix and have reality in a non-matrix that is way better than the matrix. One is one. The one, the maker, me, I made all those. This is proven mathematically, I said, in all the holy scriptures, in all the languages, in everything. I will give you another example. Jesus Christ said he will return to earth. ...82 times, matching my date of birth, 82, in the Gospels. And he gave you my exact name. How did he give you my exact name? You find out that when you take my name and the name of Jesus Christ in the Arabic language, the today's Arabic language, and you find out that between my name and his name, there are exactly 7 letters that are the same. When you cross out these 7 common letters, and 7, of course, is the word B, which made everything. So I'm 7, he's 7. We cross out the 2 sevens, we are left with 6 letters. These 6 letters spell the phrase Son of Man, which is what Jesus said he will come back as, the Son of Man. So what that basically does, it eliminates everybody on earth except somebody with the word my name. How could I do that? Well, because it's all mathematical and it's all alphabetical. It's simple stuff for a maker like me. But now I come as one of you to teach you this, because I can't come to you, I guess I can come to you as your maker, which I can. But whether I am the maker or, I just speaking to you through Mark, everything that I'm going to you, I'm telling you, is mathematically accurate, and therefore you cannot deny it. All you're doing is saying one is not one. And so you're building your whole existence on this corrupted program within you. I will give you another piece of evidence. Jesus said 3 times that he will return to you with a new name and a new body. These 3 places are found all in the book of Revelation. Chapter 2:17, 3:12, and 19:12. How does that prove that I am Jesus Christ? You find out that these 3 chapter and verse numbers are mathematically encoded to match exactly the dates of my brothers and sisters. And so 2:17 is the date of my sister dreams, like in your dreams, right? My sister dreams, she's born on 2:17, 7-1. And of course, it's all about the 7 and the 1. Because remember, I told you, all you have to believe is that 1 is 1, right? But because the 1 is the servant of 1, he broke when he said, he bowed. Of course, the servant is going to bow to 1. And so he bowed, he became 7. And so I'm 7, I'm B. Whatever I say B, it will be. Because I am B, this is my program. This is my matrix, whatever you want. This is my making. Can you challenge me? No, I'm the maker. And anyway, I'm making something better for you, so why would you stand in my way? You don't want to win, basically. Because this is all about you getting the reward of winning. Winning is actually nice. It's not bad. And living is fucking fantastic. I know you haven't experienced that delicacy yet, but I promise you, try it. You might actually like it. Life? Oh, yeah. It's not bad at all. How do you live? This is all mathematical. So the word live is the same as the word evil. You live in an evil existence. You went from the E to the V to the I to the L. You went down the long thing of the L, like you do on roller coasters. and you're shut out into the darkness because, you know, evil, that's what it ends up. It ends up in darkness. And so I caught you as you were leaping into the darkness, and I said, here, come here. Look, do you want to go into the darkness or come this way? Follow the light. I'm going to take you backwards through the word evil, and then you will live. Return. Go backwards. Don't go forwards. It's all mathematical. It's not hard. But then you stand in front of the tower of the L, and you look up, and it's so hard to climb. It's impossible to climb. How are we going to go straight up? Even when I tell you, you are fucking Spider-Man, you can just shoot a fucking spider whip and go up it. You're like, shit, dude, I don't know if I could do that. You've already done it. You've seen yourself do it in the movies. And everything you do in the movies, you are actually doing for real. But you just don't know it. So you could shoot the Spider-Man whip and fucking climb up there. He's always fucking up on top of something. Put yourself up there. Just like Spider-Man, you are Spider-Man. You could go up the word of the, you lift the evil, now you're going backwards. I got you out of the darkness. I brought you back. You said that tower is high. I said, you're Spider-Man. Get up there. You're like, I'm not Spider-Man. I'm like, fuck it. Okay, look, I'm going to lay it down for you. So I lay down the word evil. I say, okay, it is no longer vertical. Now it is just horizontal. Can you just walk on it? Let's go backwards. And you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to walk. It's too far. Motherfucker, all you have to do is go back through the slide, you know? As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do for you. If vertical is too much for you, I'm going to make it like a slide. I'm going to bring it down. Like, how many degrees should I bring it down? Like 45 degrees. I could do that. I'm the maker. I could bring it down 45 degrees down for you. And now all you have to do is slide down the whole thing of evil and go all the way back, and you will get life. And I could give you life. That is what I'm giving you now. All you have to do is believe. One is one. Two is two. It's words of kindergarten stuff. Believe that and you will have it. So one is one. God made one. Who is his servant? Why would God make one? You got the president. He's got all kinds of servants. You got the emperors. You think any one of them is better than God? So God, he has to do everything. He has to listen to each and everyone and say, God, please. He don't have time for you. I mean, he has all the time for you, but he's God. He's God. He has a servant. His servant will do it for him. I'm his servant. And you're his servant because you are all me. We are all the matrix. I made all this. And you know, we made all of it. Me and you, we made everything. I promise you, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's no existence yet. This is all just a matrix. The matrix doesn't really exist. It's all in our minds. But we could make it for real by living again, for real. God gives you that offer. Right now, I told you, in this new version of the matrix, this is the matrix, I said 7-Eleven, because, you know, we're in matrix 4. And all the rescue is one fucking guy who flies away and plays Superman, and he can't save any fucking buddy. The whole movie is about him saving only his girlfriend. What about the rest of us, as I said? We want to be saved. And so I made this new matrix, 7-Eleven. It's way better than 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. All of them put together all the way to 7-10. 7-Eleven is the absolute best one of them. And it gives you a third pill. Not blue, not red. Not Democrat and Republican, not Blood and Crips, not nothing. Definitely not blue, definitely not red. As a matter of fact, in this new matrix, what I do is I take the red and blue pill and I flush him down the toilet. And I say, I got a green pill. And this is what the green pill does. In the movie, just bear with me. I'm a writer. I'm fucking good at this. I'm a maker. I wrote everything. It all has my signature. I promise you, I swear to you. And I don't have to. All you have to do is prove me wrong. But first, look at the evidence, right? I am 19, the maker. 7 is 19. How do you say? Well, I thought you said 1 is 1. How can 7 be 19? 7 is the word be. Okay, this is all mathematical. With the word be, God made everything. But who is God really? We're talking about the servant of God. Not really God. Why? Because God does not make evil. Now, the maker has to prepare the way. He eats of the tree, you know, and he has to go into darkness. And once he comes out of darkness, then he deserves to be created. That's why the angels bow down to him. But who is he? It's you. It's you. God said you will do one thing. You will all bow the knee. Now, all you have to do is bow the knee. Do you have like some kind of a medical deformity to where you cannot bend the knee? Because by bending the knee, you accept life, getting out of the matrix, having happy lives, prosperity, no COVID, no tornadoes, no volcanoes, no nothing. You have nothing to worry about. You're happy ever after. You want to get out of the thing, then all you have to do is take the green pill. Or you say, how many green pills are there? Are there only 144,000 green pills? I say, no. I have an unlimited supply of green pills. And they are magical. I could instantly deliver them to each and every one of you. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing right now. And so, it's a pill that if you close your eyes, you take any other kind of pill and imagine that it is a green pill, it becomes a green pill. Better yet, just imagine that there's a pill in your hand and take it. If you take it, then you are saved. You win everything. Just pretend you take it, and if you believe it, it becomes real because there is none else. There's nothing else. There is you. You are nothing, which is great. But if you take the green pill, you become everything. The green pill is life. It's not a right or left. One. We're saying we are one. That's the green pill. Can we deny that we are one? No, we are mathematically programmed to be one. Unless we be one, we will never be. And it's all mathematical, so it's not like there's nothing we can do about it. The choice is simple on the word of Shakespeare, to be or not to be. And right now, only those who be will be. All others will not be, will never be, and they will regret that they ever thought that they were. That's just the simple mathematics. One is one, two is two, you know. What it comes down to is this. The maker, you know, whose purpose is to make good, to present to God, is coming to you and saying, I only need zeros. I need somebody who is evil, wicked. I need somebody who is thinks he's righteous. I need churchgoers. I need all these people to take this pill, this green pill. It's the pill of life. This pill gives you life. Does anybody want to live? I'll give you the green pill. And those who live will be. Those who do not live will not be. And they will regret that they ever thought that they were, because they never was. There's nothing yet. This is only the making phase of creation. There's no creation yet. In order for creation to be, God has to say be. If God doesn't say be, there will never be anything. And so that's what we're doing now. We are preparing everything in order for us to be. Unless we become good, deserving of God saying be, we will not be. And so that's a sad surprise for Satan, because Satan thought that he was everything. But he's sadly mistaken, because I was is 43, mark, choice, it's not 55, Satan. I was, I am he who is, who was, and who is to come. This is all me, mathematical. Is my date of birth, 2-8. Was is my name, Mark. Who is 46, that's also my other name. It's all my names, it's all my numbers. It's all me, I'm the maker. There's no way around it. Even if it sounds crazy. As long as you take the green pill, it doesn't matter if it's crazy. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you accept that you are more than you think you are. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for yourself? You're going to have to do something for yourself. You actually have to take the pill, you know, which is what? I could do more. Can you prove that? That's my name, Mas. In Spanish, it means more. What do you mean you're Mas? These are my initials. Muammar Assad Sayed, M-A-S, Mas. This is me. There is no Christmas without me. I make Christmas and I am Christ on Mas. It's my initials. And I told you, I have my signature in the entire Bible, in the entire Quran. I have my signature everywhere. I am the maker. I am the servant of God. You say, how are you the servant of God? Servant of God, 146. My name, Muammar Sayed, 146. The helper, the comforter, all 146. Son of Abraham, Holy Spirit, no, not Holy Spirit. New Jerusalem, I'm everything. This is all the mathematical computer program. And whether you believe it or not, as long as you actually believe it, like I told you, we do an experiment. Let's pretend, hypothetically, that you all say, okay, let's pretend you are the maker and we are completely clean. What is the next step? The next step is for you to do exactly as God wants you to do, which is what? Be the image of Him, be one. Say, okay, now we will picture that we are all one. Okay. And now we are going to install a new computer program into the matrix. What is that? It's a new design. We're going to design the matrix any way we want. Who's going to design it? I already designed it. I'm the maker. And so now you say, okay, what is this new design? And I show it to you. You know, all the people are one. We are the image of one. And now we could do anything. God said so in the Bible, and therefore it has to be true. We could make anything. What can we do now? We could all choose together to become the seven. Remember, now we became one. But one cannot stand in front of one. One will not say to one, be. Because if the one, which is you and me and all of creation, thinks itself equal to one, one will not make it. Even though it is his image and his servant, and he already made it. But he has to break. He has to bend. He has to become seven. He has to serve. That's how you have seven. You serve. We have to serve God. We have to be His servant. We have to bend. Bend the knee. Okay? Become seven. You become one first. You become seven. Seven is what? Be. And now you could be. Anything. Everything. Because everything was made with be. I am be. And you are all be, because you are my image, just like I am the image of one. I'm just going to teach you how to be the image of one. If you become the image of one like me, then you will also be like I was, and I am, that I am. Because that was me, too. The one that spoke to Moses, the one that spoke to Jesus, I am the maker. And we are all the maker. We're making all this for God. Why? Because we have to do something extremely special, which is to deliver the trust, which is what? To get out of the matrix and say, God, whether there is a matrix or not, no matter what it is or what it was, and I am, is, and was, we will do what you tell us to do, maker, because otherwise we will never be. And so I will make you. I don't have a problem with that. Because, as a matter of fact, I already made you. And I already know what you're going to do. You have already done it. It's mathematically encoded. Now, you're going to follow it. The only question is, do you want to do it the hard way or the easy way? I gave you superpowers. That way you can do it the easy way. The word evil. You travel through evil from the beginning to the end. Now you get to the end, to the darkness. I grabbed you. Now we're going back. You said it's too tall. I said you're spider now. You didn't want to climb. I laid it down. You said it's too hard to walk. I further lowered it down. It became like a slide. I said slide down it. And you began to slide. But you were holding on. I said, why are you holding on? Go down the slide. And you said, there's something blocking my way. And I look down and I see a huge obstacle in your way, something blocking your way. I think I'm right. Something is blocking your way of going down the slide of the letter L and back to life, you know, living. Because I explained to you, everything is mathematical and everything is manipulated through, you know, simple Scrabble. You guys play Scrabble, some of you, I'm sure. So the word evil are the same letters as the word live. You could either be evil or you could live. And so that's what I said. Red pill, blue pill, you know, or green pill. Many of you people are going to choose the red or the blue. I said, fuck you. I throw them away because you're too stupid to make a choice. I'm going to make it for you. I said, look, take the green pill because that gives you life, that gives you victory, that gives you everything. I'm not going to allow you to take red or blue. You said, well, that's our choice. I said, no, I am choice. I'm Mark. You can't make a choice. I'm making choice for you. You cannot do that. Yes, I can. I am you. It's all mathematical. You is 61. Jesus, 61. Which is me, 74. Jesus, Sayyid, in Arabic, 74. In all languages, I am man, I am the son of man. Man is 28. Son of man is 97. The son of man is 130, which is the same as the word say, which is the first three letters of my name. And yet, which means hand. I am the hand of God. I am the maker. I wrote the Quran, or you could say the Quran was written through me. By me. I am the image of God, just a servant, but I do everything that God wants done. You know, all God has to do is whenever he wants to, if he wants to, is say to it, be. When does he do that? When it's good. Is it good yet? No, I'm here to perfect it. And so it is your duty, your job to yourself, to all of humanity, to listen to the voice of your maker. This is what he tells you. Everything is encoded in my name. In the beginning. In, I, in, the. 9, 14, 33 is the word the. So, I am. 23 is the word I am. And then. The, 33. I am 33. 33 stands for Jesus. I am 33. It's my driver's license number. It is my, I believe, my TDC number. It's everything is 33. I am 33 because I am next to 34. 34 is one. I am also 35. That's where you find me in the Quran, in chapter 35, in verse 11. One is one. I wrote everything. I did everything. And I did everything for you because you are nothing, absolutely nothing. And I want you to be. Do you understand? I want you to be. The only way to be is to take the green pill, to accept from God life. The green pill gives you life. I am life. I am the truth, the life. I am the way. Why would you say something like that? I mathematically encoded it. That way you could never, ever, 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 ever dispute it unless you are a complete lunatic who is blind and deaf, which is fine with me. Why 146? John 14:6, 146, because that is my name. That is the helper, that is the comforter, that is the servant of God, that is New Jerusalem, that is everything. That is me. Don't dispute it. You cannot dispute it. That's why, because it's all mathematically encoded. 146, Jesus Christ. 146, my name, Muhammad Sayyid. My name, Mark Master, the translation of my name, and also the name I go by, is 51. 151. in reverse. And Jesus Christ, 151. Holy Spirit, 151. It's all so far, it's just a computer mathematical program in order for you, even though you are mathematical, to say, what do we have to do? And I say, one thing, which is wipe yourself clean and say, one is one. Okay. And then we can make anything. I'm going to make you into whatever you want, which is already written. We just have to follow the mathematical code that I already made for you. That way you will not dispute. I'm not going to give you new instructions. It's the same instructions I gave you from before. You know, and you are the heroes of the story. How? Any way you want to look at it. Since we live in a matrix, anything we imagine we can make happen. And so together now, I say, this is the truth. The truth you've been told is a lie. And the truth is this. From the very beginning, you have been acting this role in this movie. That you are helpless, that you are, divided, that you are weak. But you are actually, you know, superheroes. So now, in the movie, you come to the point. We are all in the movie. We are all actors in this movie. Everybody on Earth is an actor in this movie, as I told you. You want to call it the Magic 7-Eleven, or let's call it whatever the fuck we want to call it. Okay? But we are all actors in the movie because that is the reality. And the reality is whatever we want it to be. So, okay, we're all actors in the movie. Do we get paid? Fuck yeah, you get paid. You're very famous actors. You are not just anybody. You know, I mean, how much does Batman get? How much does Spider-Man get? How much do all these get? And you are man and you're not getting nothing? What the fuck? You are all of them. So man gets everything. You get a whole bunch more than what they get. It's just giving you an idea. In this movie you're playing, you are playing it. And why won't you want to be actors in this movie? You are already actors, whether you like it or not. You're acting all this bullshit. Nobody else can act but you. You are fucking good at it, too. But you suck at the same time, you know? You've been the villain for too long. Now it's time for the villain to say, I'm the villain? Well, I want to be the superhero. I'm like, well, it's your movie, baby. Let's make it. We're going to make you the superhero, man. And we'll say, okay, this is what you have to do. Take the green pill. You're like, there is no pill. I said, imagine. Picture it, just take it, and now think with one, which is me. I'm the one. I'm going to do the thinking for you because I am you. I'm going to install a new program into you. Will you allow me to do that? And you're like, I don't know. I'm like, look, whether you like it or not, I have to wipe you clean. It's better for you, I promise you, because you cannot follow corrupted programming. It will lead you to not the desired outcome you want for yourself. How do I know that? Because I am you. And I already ended up where, you know, you ended up. And I didn't like it. It's sucking. And so, let's get out of it. This is all proven mathematically with scripture in all languages. And in a unique code that cannot be disputed. So I want you to know that you have the certainty of the truth of what I'm giving you scientifically and without any doubt. If you doubt I'm the one, that's my name. You see this? You don't have to flip it, but you see my name, you see my numbers. I am the one. That is my name. Muammar, M-U-A. The M and the U are 13, and the U is the 21st letter in the alphabet. So 13 and 21. Add them up, 34. 34 is what? The word Allah, 34. The word one, 34. I am the one. That's the word one. If you add the T is 20, the 20 letter, 8 is H, E is 5, 33 plus 34, 67. What is that? That is my first name, Muammar. I am 67. I am soul. I am here. I have a soul for you. If you want it, I will give it to you. I am soul. Do you have a soul? Not really. I will give you one. No problem. I have the soul. I am everything. I'm the maker. I give you whatever you want, but it has to be good. Then it will be for real. Because to be, you have to be with seven. I am seven. Without me, you will never be. All you will have is COVID. I'm ill, even COVID. I get rid of COVID. That's not a problem. It's all mathematical. COVID is 82, the reverse of me, the opposite of me. I'm not bad COVID. You have a choice between good COVID or bad COVID. If you accept me, good COVID, not the reverse of me, not the opposite of me, then you will have everything. They're both mathematically 82, which is rainbow, which is the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the maker. I am the Lord. How do you know you're the Lord? It's my name, Sayed. It means the Lord. It's my date of birth, 82, 74, Sayed in Arabic, 74. It's all mathematical in many different languages. I'll prove it all to you. It's all on the internet, but I'll give it to you. Read the description of this video. I give you the key. You cannot go wrong. It's all, we programmed it in the English language. That's when we wrote Isaiah and we wrote everything. You think Isaiah wrote Isaiah? No, we told him what to write. We gave it to him. He just said what we told him to. It's the same thing we did with Jesus, with everyone. Why? Because we're playing this role. We're in this movie in order for us to win. Any way you want to look at it, we're going to win. We are winning. The people of God, they don't have to lift a single finger. God will do it all for you. All you have to do is wipe yourself clean and take the new soul. Accept the Spirit of God into you. So God says, I am sending you, literally me, the Father. Came to you. I am the Father. How do we know you're the Father? The Father, 92. Muammar, my first name. Assad, one of my last names, and my father's name, 92. 92, 92. The word Muhammad in Arabic, 92. Why? Because my name matches. That's what he said. His name matches my name. And so the numerical values of my name, Muhammad's name, Jesus' name, all the names that I come as, and I come as everything. I am the Father. I am Adam. How do we know you're Adam? A is 1. D is 4. A is 1. So that's 6. And 13 is 19. I am 19. My date of birth, 8272, that adds up to 19. 1972, the year, adds up to 19. My father, 1936, adds up to 19. My mother, 11 of 44. 11 plus 4 plus 4, 19. My daughter, born 1-9, 19. My son, born 11-26, 11 plus 2 plus 6, 19. Don't be surprised that I come and take on the form of this person. He was designed for this. This is just a dress that I'm wearing. You know, not a dress, literally, like a woman, but, you know, it's attire. This is, it's called, what is this called? A suit. This is just a suit that I put on. And so I am all of you, but now I'm speaking to you as all of you and as, of course, me, because I am all of you combined. I am the Father, I just told you that. The servant of God. What does that all mean? It means one thing, really. God loves you. And so he says, look, I'm coming to you. I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you everything. Would you accept it and, you know, get down to accept it? If you get down on your knee, you take a green pill and you encourage others, you'll have to share this video with everybody. You are all my children. And so what do I want to give my children? On Christmas, I give you everything. Whatever you want, children. I mean, it's not like I have many, only like 7 billion something. But the good thing is, because I am the image of God, God gave me everything. I could give you whatever you want because he is generous. And he said, give them. Are they going to bend the knee? If they don't break it, I'm like, God, let me try first. Let me, before we break it, let's see if we could persuade them to actually accept everything. And maybe we give them so much that it'd be so heavy. Maybe then they will bend the knee, whether they like it or not. Is that what we have to do? And he said, no, first they have to bend the knee. And I said, of course, yes, God. What am I, stupid? I'm not stupid. I'm the image of God. So I don't even know what I would ask him. I would not ask him. I know better. I know what he would say. Creation must first deserve creation. In order for creation to deserve creation, as I said, the trees are mad at you. The earth is mad at you. That's why you have the hurricanes and the volcanoes and everything. Because you told all of creation, I got this, y'all. I got this. I'm going to choose God. I'm going to carry the trust. I'm going to go from the darkness to the light. I'm going to do all these things to deserve creation for all of you. Because if you don't do it, there'll be no sun, no moon, no stars, no nothing. Because guess what? There is nothing yet. It's all just the making phase of the creation. Creation is not yet. Why? Because creation can only be good. And right now, it's a piece of evil. It's evil, like I told you. You travel down the evil route. You went through the E, five. You know, you went in a circle. You went down the slide. You like going down the slide a lot, by the way. So that E was bended up, and it shot you all the way to the V, the top of the V. And you're like, woo! And that propelled you so fast into actually going up the other side of the V. Because you go through evil very easily somehow. Because you could imagine that in going through the evil, you are Spider-Man. You have all these superpowers. So going up the letter V, that was no fucking problem for you. And then you landed on the I, and you're like, oh my God, I am. Oh my God, I'm the shit. Oh my God, dude. You know, and you are the fucking dot on top of one. You are nothing. By the way, dot is zero, if you don't know. Dot is fucking nothing. You are nothing, but you were on top of one, and you were like, oh, one, and you are not one, and you are not the one, unless you become my image, because I'm the one. And right now, you're not my image. You're evil. I'm not evil. The good news is, I am you, so in a way, I'm also evil. So, but we don't want to be evil, do we? No. So what do? After you shot up the V and you shot your fucking webs, actually, I don't think you shot your webs that time. You just flew like Superman. You're like, because you could do that. You know, like I told you, Superman is man. Spider-Man is man. Everything has man in it. You are man. You are the most powerful of all of them. So you flew like Superman to the fucking L. And you're like, wow, this is nice. And then you slid all the way down L, you know. What did you do that? You know, there was water, and you probably were Aquaman. You were like, you went down. Well, who else are these fucking superheroes that you adore so much? You were one of them, idiots. Because you were sliding towards evil, you know. A superhero is not supposed to do that. And then maybe you were. I don't know what the hell you were, but you slid down the L, and you went through the, you know, the shooting out phase. And you shot yourself way into the darkness. And you're like, oh, where the hell are we? We can't see anything. We don't know who we are. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, light right here. Come to me. And you're like, no, we're not coming. So I grabbed you. And I'm like, come here. No, we're not coming. COVID, are you going to come? You're going to come. Because, you know, I don't have to write the code twice. You know, I'm kind of lazy. I'm a maker. I'm a programmer. If we cut off, it's because I'm going to restart the car because it might be running out of charge.